バスステーションオンスペースカウント、おはようございます。For the TCA Gastro App Reconfiguration.
Good morning to you, Kimiya-san. おはようございます。We're ready to work.
Yes, it's a little bit early, but is it okay for me to start this activity?
Yes, that's an iPhone. You are go for the activity. Thank you.
Thank you very much.Thank you for your support. Bus station on space ground 2 for gas truck.
And where would you run to, Kimiya?
I'm on step 2.1. I'm checking if step 2.2 is required or not.
We will take care of that from the ground, and you can skip 2.2.
Thank you for taking care of that. So I'm going to move on to step 2.3. Thank you.
Copy 2.3.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Xena at your convenience.
Hey, down 2.
Hey, Xena, for your Cypher goggles setup, we're going to hit, we're going to be right in the middle of an LOS, but you are go in step 1.4. Sorry, Xena, got you running a little bit of ReadyCom handover, but you're going that step 1.4, and then we'll do the field of view check on the other side of the LOS.Just wanted to give you that heads up.
I'll be going 1.4. Thank you so much. And actually, maybe I'll just start setting those up early since I'm going to delay my cardio until midday meal.
That sounds good. I defer mine until way after midday meal.
Copy. Go station 2 for Falcon Goggles.
Go ahead, Xena.
Just real quick before this LOS, I've got everything set up in Columbus. Let me know if you'd like a different view or need any changes. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the other side of the LOS.
Projecting. Okay, Xena, back with you. Those are good camera views. And while we do show an LOS, we could get some bonus coverage, but let's just plan on picking up at AOS at 9:46. And...Your remote guiders will be ready on private space to ground 4.
Copy, that sounds great.
Station on space ground 2 for Missy.
I'm with you.
Hey, I just want to let you know, think about in advance before KU. So I'm installing Missy 16, but we have like an interference between Missy 15 and MSC 15 and 16.So I cannot turn hinge in two turns for MSC 16. So it might be a little bit hard to remove the propping seat from MSC 16. I was able to only turn half turn for this.
Copy, Kenya. Thanks for the update. Let me check with our PD and see what we can do.
Right. If I can try actually to remove that problem, but I'm going to wait actually until next KU. Thank you.
That's good, man. Thank you.
Thank you for your support. Station on Space Ground 2 for Missy.
Go ahead, Kenya.
I have actually a suggestion. So MSC 16, we have some problem, so I'm going to leave as is.But I think we don't have any issues for the same issues for T5 and T7, which is MSC3 and 17. So is it okay for me to continue step 2.10 and 11 while I'm waiting?
I'm checking.
Thank you very much.
Houston Station, while we're waiting, I don't mean to interrupt with...Kimi and Huntsville, but I do have a quick ARED update for you.
With you on too, Mike.
Yeah, we had to replace our Windows tablet yesterday. Pluto did an hour's worth of work to get it up and running for ARED. We are very grateful. When I started this morning, I think I was the first one with the new WinTab, and it gave me a firewall issue, and it showed that the...ARED software was not talking to the electronics box for all the data, and it asked me if I would like to disable the Windows network firewall, and I said yes. I entered a username and password, and the firewall got disabled, and now it works just fine. Wanted to give you a heads up. I really think that's the expected configuration, but I'm not a Pluto or even an honorary Pluto, that maybe someday, but I wanted to give you that information so when Pluto arrives that we can work from there. But in the meantime, I can do my A-RED exercise.
Thanks for the update, Mike. We'll pass that information to Pluto when they get on console.
I'll be in Network Firewall.
Copy, Network Firewall.
Station 412, Kimmy, I'm back with you.
Don't
you? So, we don't want to go out of order, actually, so we have another alternative. We're going to move that MSC to an accessible T-slot, just move it over. That way you can remove the sheet and then put it back to its final location, and that's where you'll do the 21 and a half turns. But you can soft dock it in another location just for the moment to get that sheet out.
Understand. So I'm going to just move Miss MSC 16 to another rotative loop, any location, and soft dock, and open up the hinge, then remove the seat, and go back to the original location. Thank you. Thank you for the great solution. Thank you.
Copy. Thank you.
Sensation on 2 for a follow-up with A-RID.
Houston's with you on 2, Mike.
This is just data, absolutely not a complaint, but just making sure that BME is informed and knows this, probably already do, but just trying to be a good teammate up here. Our A-RED prescriptions do not seem to be updated, might need to be accomplished for all of our prescriptions. I think all of us have a kind of a hard copy or an email with our prescriptions in them so we can execute those today, but it's something that's good to know.
Thanks for telling us. We will make sure BME is aware.
It's obliged, my friend. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and question on HTVX Cargo Ops. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, we show that you completed step 115.02 for your HTVX Cargo Ops activity. As part of that, we'd like for you to report the CTVE equivalent of foam used. I don't know if we just haven't received the update on the ground or if you could just go in there in a stow track and report that.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Defense check on tick 2 in this box.
Radio station on Space Ground 2 for BC.
Go ahead, Kimmy.
I'm on step 3, and actually this power and data box 3 cannot go into the soft dock position. It seems like this paddle is very stiff and cannot go through to the soft dock position. It might be this screw is already tightened, so initial configuration is a little bit different. So if it's okay, I just want to turn this bolt counterclockwise and see what will happen. I can go to the top position.
I'm kidding you. We agree with your recommendation. You can loosen that up.
Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience.
Houston, Chris on 2 for the Yadeve changeout.
Get you on 2, Chris.
And hey, Bert, I was hoping to get a head start on some of my afternoon activities, and I've got a Yadeve changeout, and I was wondering if I had to go in step 3.1 of 2.900.
And Chris, you do have a go in 3.1.
Copy that. I will get started on it. Station on 2 for the Yadeve swap.
Chris, we're with you on 2.
Yeah, I have installed Yadeve serial number 1484 and removed Yadeve serial number 1513, and the green hose is attached to Pedacha de Valenia on 1484 and a good pull test on the hydro connector.
And Chris, we copy. That's a good serial number on the Yadeve. That's a good config for the urine transfer compressor hose, and while I got you online, I overheard that you wanted to know if you could start your LSG work volume deploy early, and got to go from flight to do that.
I am impressed by your telepathy, because that was going to be my next question. Thanks.
You're most welcome, sir.
Huntsville, station on 2, the LSU work volume is fully deployed.
Thanks, Chris. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Pleasure. Thanks, Lori. You too. Houston, station on 2 for the resupply tank follow-up.
Houston's with you on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I had a question about my 1400 resupply tank follow-up task. I took a look at it this morning, and I verified that the tank was not secured using any stuffing or foam. However, it's also several layers deep in cargo down in Cygnus, and so I'm going to take a while to kind of unpack it, get some foam around it, and repack it. And I was wondering whether it might make sense after we've removed some of that temp stow that we put in there from HCVX.
Yeah, copy that, Chris. Good afternoon to you here. So, yes, we actually did some coordination on that right here. We're going to send the info off to the Cygnus team, but for the time being, we actually like your suggestion just to leave it where it is. We don't think it's worth the time to go dig through it to work it right now, and since it's already triple bag, we're happy with the config for now.
Awesome, thanks. Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think, you know, it should be pretty easy to access once we unstow the stuff we've temp-stowed in there from HDVX.
Yeah, I copy that. We totally agree, and we'll track it on the ground to get it later on. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, much appreciated. Would you guys like some photos of it as is now, or just consider it all set?
Yeah, if you're willing, we're happy to take them.
That's good. Yeah, I can't get the whole thing, but I'll link some photos of the sides I can get to easy.
Copy that. Thank you. Best effort. And Chris, while I've got you real quick, I was going to go back and ask you real quick about an item on the HTVX cargo ops that you did earlier, just for a confirmation. If you're ready to copy, I can pass that forward to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so we were tracking everything you and Mike were doing today. Thanks. Great job with that. There's one item that we needed to get through today that was still marked incomplete. It's step 118.03. Just whenever you get a chance, could you double check and verify if that got completed?
And do.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
And I just chatted with Mike, and so the reason that task has not been marked complete is because behind that panel space, there's still a fair bit of room left over. Mike jotted something down about it, but I think the gist is we were wondering, is there anything else we can or should put behind that panel before sort of securing it back in place?
Checking. Yeah, Chris, back with you on here. It's a good question on there. We're okay. We expect that there's a little bit of space left. If you have some excess foam, you're welcome to put that in there. However, we're not going to put any other cargo in there for CG concerns. And later on, when we install the racks are going to go on top of that. I'll copy.
Copy all. Yeah, that's what we figured. Okay, yeah, we think we've got as much foam, as many of the pieces of foam in there that will fit. It's kind of just like some interstitial left over. So, yeah, copy all. So we will, and we do have it secured, Mike said. It is strapped down. We'll double-check that, but we'll mark it complete because, yeah, we've done what we can.
That sounds perfect. Thanks for the help with that, Chris.
Pleasure.
Hey, Chris, sorry, one more question for you. Apologies there. We just wanted to confirm in the 10.0 CTV that you were working with on there, is there any foam left in that?
Hey, this is Mike. Yeah, I'm sorry. The stowage note that I left associated with meant to answer all of your questions, but apparently I didn't do a great job. So, yes, there is foam left in the 10.0 CTV. It's about 30% full. The foam that's in there is very large foam that did not fit. It's large in that it's long and flat and wide. So it's not very thick, but it did not fit into the rest of that volume. Without cutting or folding or something, that was a little extreme. There's also some bubble bags in that 10.0 CTV, which may be useful for later. How copy?
Copy that. That's really good info. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. And apologies on there. It doesn't look like your crew note has made it down to us yet, so apologies for that.
No worries. We are here to answer questions and to provide data and to share what we know. Yeah, I'm looking at the crew note. It's a very long one, and it does have all that information. So hopefully it gets to you soon. But in the meantime, keep asking questions. We want to keep you all in the loop.
And we always appreciate that, sir. Thanks.
Since staging on connection onto for WHC piping R&R.
Hey, Mike, got you on too. Go ahead.
Yeah, not required, but just syncing up with you. We are in step two for safing, and we're going to power off the WHC, and all crew have completed everything they needed to, so we're going to begin. And do you have any questions so far? And I did put the serial numbers in a crew note.
Copy that, Mike. Yes, sir. We did see your crew note. We are happy. No questions. Go to proceed. We'll follow along.
Okay. And just to follow on, we double, triple checked that 118.03 in the stowage, in stow track for HTV X1 Cargo Ops is complete. So you can check that off. Do you have any questions about that one before I get the heads down in the WHC?
Copy that. Thanks for that. No further questions. We see it marked complete, and we do see your notes in stow track. So appreciate all the help with that one.
Appreciate you guys giving us an extra set of, a whole bunch of sets of eyes and a whole bunch of sets of brains. That's how we succeed. So thank you. Off to WHC step two.
Copy that. Thank you, sir.
Houston, for the lab RWS.
Hey, Chris, got you on too. Go ahead.
Hey, I've got the lab RWS connected and powered up. I'm trying to work on the video checkout, and I'm not having success in step 1.3 of 6.110. When the RWS came up, monitor 1 showed the normal sort of test pattern, and that routes successfully. But monitors 2 and 3 are just showing a straight white screen, and I'm not... okay, well, now I'm able to select them on the TCP. Sorry. I guess it just took a while.
No,
disregard.
Yeah, Chris, no problem at all in there. Just FYI, it's not unheard of for the startup to be a little slow, so just a little patience initially. It should speed up, hopefully, for you moving forward.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's taken sort of like 20 or 30 seconds after each button click, so let me, I'll let you guys know if it stays that slow.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, sir.
Soul Station 2 for Kermit.
If you want to.
Be ready in step 11 for ground commanding to move the microscope stage to install position.
Copy that. We'll get that ground commanding in work. While I have you, Zena, just for your asset, we have a big LOS coming up before your stem cell activities. You are go to work through steps 1 and 2 of the LSG setup, and when we come back AOS for KU, we'll have Dylan on face to ground 3 for you today.
Copy steps 1 and 2, and then space to ground 3 with Dylan. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and we'll let you know as soon as that Kermit commanding is complete.
And Houston Station on 2 for Robo.
Hey, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, before I lose you, I am finding some interesting things in step 1.4 of the DCP switch checkout. In particular, the auto sequencer pause switch. I am not 100% of the time getting 2 check marks. I'd say it's been about 50-50 whether I get check marks when I hold the switch in the auto sequencer pause position. And then I think there's a note about this, but... I'm only getting a single check mark on the hot backup switch. You know, giving it pretty forceful holding. I'm getting a single check mark.
Yeah, Chris, copy that right there. So our understanding is that's actually expected on there, and best we can tell you is just give it a few more tries. Yep. Copy, thumbs up.
Yeah, I figured from the notes it was expected. I just figured I'd check in on it.
Definitely appreciate you bringing it up right there. Station Houston on 2 for Mike. Prior to this, LOS for the WHC piping.
Scott, your timing is perfect. I was just up near the microphone. Go ahead. What can I do for you?
Excellent. I aim to please. Just letting you know, we're a couple minutes out from about a 30-minute LOS. You're going to keep moving through, and so that we don't slow you down, when you get to step 6, which is your WHC activation steps, just letting you know we want to keep WHC integrated with UPA.
Fantastic. I've run this procedure, I don't know, about 4 or 5 times on this expedition so far, and you're the first one to actually give that answer ahead of time. So thank you very, very much. And I copy. We will keep it integrated when we get to step 6. I really appreciate it, and kudos.
Copy that. Thanks for the words there, Mike. And we'll catch you on the other side.
Hopefully it's all good news there. See ya.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Xena. Step 11 commanding is complete. You're going to press with Kermit.
Happy go, thanks. And great timing. Huntsville Station on 2 for LSG.
We are with you on 2, Xena.
Hello, I am complete with steps 1 and 2, and I was wondering if it would be okay to do step 3 and get in the glove box and start getting everything set up before we get KU back, and I can take care of circulation, no problem.
We're checking.
So totally happy to wait if that is easier.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Cypher.
Got on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, wanted to give you a heads up here before you jump into the Cypher activity. We've realized on the ground that we have some incorrect config files on the Surface Pro you'll be using for Cypher and ARED on here. So what we're going to do is work from the ground to get those updated. What that means is if you could go hands off of that Surface Pro, we'd appreciate it while we do the config changes, and that's going to put you about 10 minutes behind before we're set up right there. How copy's over.
Copy all. That works for me. I'm just finishing up the rollout procedure and got to get changed, so I'll check in with you before I touch that surface.
Sounds like a plan. I'll let you know we're about 3 minutes away from getting KU back, and your Cypher activities will be on Space to Ground 4 today.
Space to Ground 4. Thanks.
You're welcome.
And Xena Huntsville is back with you on Space to Ground 2. Yep, we like that plan. You are go to get all gloved up into LSG through step 3. However, just hold off on actually opening up any materials or packages until we come back KU and we can confirm good delta pressure. A reminder for your box, you'll be on Space to Ground 3.
Happy all. Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimya and PWD when available.
So station on Space to Ground 2 for PWD. Did I miss something?
Hi, Kim. Yes, we were just wanting to get a hold of you real quick. We're trying to solve the mystery of the missing PWD panel that you called down earlier. And just to help us out here, just wanted to get some more words from you. Were you able to take a flashlight, look back in the cavity behind the PWD, see if it floated back there? Just want to see how extensive you may have observed the surrounding area to see where that panel might have gone.
I just looked up the top of that payload. I didn't look into that far inside the rack back. So might be it's in the backside of the payload. I was a little bit afraid. I just draw PWD too much and cannot get in again. I think that is kind of out of really not properly installed or something like that. That's kind of like a wiggle, so I was afraid to pull off too much, out too much. So I didn't look into the back of that payload.
Okay, copy that, Kimya. No problem. We like that plan right there. That's good information for us. We're going to keep thinking about it over here. We may come back up later to try to do a more extensive search, but for now, no action. Appreciate all the words on it.
Thank you very much for your support. I think that was secured by Grey Tip. But Grey Tip was kind of used many times, and it was not this sticky. So that's why I think when I called, it was released and actually went somewhere, I think.
Yeah, copy that. That's a leading theory we're thinking as well on there. So we'll keep thinking about it, and we'll figure out a way to find that panel.
Thanks. Thank you very much for your support. So station on Space Ground 2 for T2 pin alignment.
Hi, Kim, you've got you on 2. Go ahead.
It might be too early, but if you guys are okay, I can start this activity from now. And, of course, I can wait as well. And I think the O3 camera is in use, but I think I can feed use not one camera during this activity. That way you can monitor my activities and you can give me some like advice or anything. And also, if you already have some like focus, which one spins or like which axis is maybe offset, some concerns, that would be a little bit helpful for me to use more time on that axis. But if you don't have any like such kind of concerns, I can just do that eco fully provide my attention to all accesses and all pins.
Copy that, Kimya. We are happy to help support getting this going early on here. We do have some safing that we're going to have to put into place, and that's going to take us about 30 minutes, but we'll get started on that right now. And we will take the Node 1 camera when we're ready to get started with that and copy your request about the alignment. We'll see if we can get you some helpful tips here. I'll put those together.
Okay, understand. Thank you very much. So while I'm waiting, I'm going to start setting up the Node 1 camera. And please let me know whenever you guys are ready. Thank you.
Copy that. I'll call you back once we're ready to go.
This is Station 02. Good news from WHC. We have completed the task. I just have to put the tools and everything away. In the meantime, WHC is up and running. Everything went well. No comments. And crew notes were left with serial numbers and flush counts. Any questions?
No questions, Mike. Appreciate that. All good work.
Yeah, it's been fun working with our old friend, the WHC. You can ask Rebecca back in the day when we... Well, you were there too, Scott, about when we were doing Regen Equus.
We sure will. And a fun fact for you, Mike. Today is the 17th anniversary of Regen Activation.
Who is that? And happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to us all. Regen's been working pretty well for us over these 17 years, hasn't it? Agent Houston on 2 for Kimmy and TU. Key 2.
On 2.
Hey, Kimmy, to make our safing actions for T2 go a little bit faster, since you're right next to there, if you could go onto the T2 GUI and hit system shutdown, that will help us out and speed things up.
Okay, understand. I'm going to hit the system shutdown. Please stand by.
Thank you, sir.
Station 4, Space Ground 2 for T2 shutdown. This end, I think system shutdown complete.
Copy that, Kimia. Thanks for the help. We'll keep trucking along with the saving.
Thank you. I already set up Node 1 camera, so if you have time, please feed and also check the camera view. Thank you.
And we are looking at it right now. Thanks for doing that. Station Houston on 2, no response required. Heads up that we are about 15 minutes away from putting in our PWD commanding for the WPA Yerebe fill. If you want water the next 15 minutes, this would be the time to do it. Thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Stem Cell Assist.
Right on 2.
Hey, Mike, just letting you know that Xena is just about ready for you to perform the assist activity you have at 1625. Reminder, while we're going to be KU for a little bit here, you'll need to turn air circulation off before entering LSG and then turn it back on after you exit.
Okay, that's a good call. Thank you. And, yeah, I have a conference coming up, so your timing is perfect. Thank you.
We always aim for perfection here.
On Space Ground 2 on PWD. I'm going to just let you know everybody is ready for PWD powdown. Thank you.
Copy. Station Houston on 2 for Kimya and T2.
It's on 2.
Yeah, Kimya, good news for you. We have completed our safing actions on here, so we're go to pick up in the procedure whenever you are. We can confirm the safing in step 1.1 is complete. You can pick up with 1.2. And I do have some words to help you on the axes that we're really focusing on today, if you're ready to copy.
Okay, ready to copy.
All right, so big picture here, Kimya. We're wanting you to do a full alignment on T2 today, but the reason that we're doing this, what's triggering this, is actually on the top left, the x-axis on that snubber. That is what is we're thinking is out of alignment here. And as you're reviewing your procedure, if you look at step 3.3, it gives you some information about that and also references to a JEDI message that's in your execute note that gives you some visuals and some words on that specific x-axis item. Copy.
Okay, understand. So main focus is on the left top corner x-axis, and we have JEDI message. I already read that, and that was very good reference. Thank you very much for that. And so that step is 3.3. And I have one more question. For the alignment video tour by using iPad, do you want to do this before and or after or both? So I want to confirm that specialists prefer to do that timing.
Yeah, good question there, Kimya. Our preference here is we'll take the video tour after you're complete with the alignment.
I understand. We're gonna do that. I'm gonna do that after alignment. So I'm gonna start this procedure and hold it at the proper timing, especially the left upper corner x-axis, step 3 decimal C. I'm gonna provide that tour. Thank you.
That's great. Thanks for the help.
Thank you for your support.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimya and camera view when available.
On 2.
Hey, Kimya, sorry to bother you here, but on the camera view, would you mind moving that camera view a little bit to, or facing the T2 to the right so it gets the WHC out of the view a bit?
Okay, thank you for considering privacy.
Thank you, sir. That looks great, Kimya. Appreciate it.
Position on space ground 4, space ground 2 for T2.
Go ahead on 2, Kimya.
Just for your situation awareness, I'm going to start from left upper corner and now starting with 3.1 y-axis.
Copy that, we're following along.
So station on space ground 2 for situation awareness T2, left upper corner Y and V was were good, but X is off, you know, by using this ruler, so I'm going to fix it.
That's what we were expecting. Thanks, Kimmy. Appreciate it.
So this is for Space Ground 2 for video conference timing.
40 seconds to a handover. Go ahead, Kimmy.
I just fixed this axis. I can provide that like video tour after the other side of the AOS, or I can fix confirm everything, then do that later. Do you prefer?
And Kimya, back with you after the handover here. Copy your question. We'll go ahead and take the video tour after you've completed all of the alignments, so we'll just wait till the end.
Okay, understand. I'm going to check other axes. Maybe in order to align completely center, I may need to adjust back side, aft side of the two pins as well. So, yeah, please stand by.
Copy that. Thank you.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2.
Good afternoon, Oleg. Go ahead on 2.
Good day. I'm ready to perform procedure 2.735, feel you deliver your detonated water UD, and I have prepared the UDWA with serial number 1497, UDWA is empty, and I have completed step number 2 and 3.1.
Copy that. Good number on the UDWA for step 3.2. Your offload time is 25 minutes, 2.5, and in step 3.3, you are go to proceed.
Copy, 25 minutes.
Good copy. Thank you, sir.
So station on space ground 242.
Go ahead, Kimya.
So your situation awareness, I also fine-tuned left backside D-axis a little bit as well. And I'm going to move on to step 4.
Copy that. Thanks for the report. Station Houston on 2 for Mike and timeline.
Here on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, want to let you know we've been coordinating on the ground, and your next purple stem cell activity that's coming up on here, we've confirmed with Huntsville that that's going to be delayed a little bit until after your conference that's coming up. And as such, we're hoping you could help us out with an item within these 10 minutes before you get into your conference.
Pleasure. So tell me how we can help.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. So it's going back to Kimya's call earlier on the PWD that looks like they've got a missing access panel on the top. We're still trying to figure out where that might have gone, and we're hoping that you could go over to PWD and slide it out and use a flashlight and mirror to try to look behind the cavity and see if it had floated back behind there. And I've got a procedure reference if you need anything to support the access and close out of that.
Okay, let me float over to node 1 where my tablet is, and you can tell me the procedure, and I will definitely have it just in case I need it, but I think I understand what the idea is. So, just as a big picture, how far out should I slide the PWD?
Yeah, Mike, you're probably going to have to slide it all the way out to the hard stops just so that you have enough access to look behind it. That's what we're expecting. But we do expect, even with that, you're going to have to use the mirror to see back there.
Okay. So that's super helpful. And so I can open it all the way up. So that's good to know. Thank you. Leave me in a few seconds in node one, and I'll write down the procedure number and then start looking.
Copy that.
Hey, on Space to Ground 2, Scott, I'm ready to copy a procedure number.
Yes, sir. So this is going to be just like what we do anytime we do a circuit breaker reset. So it's IFM 1.4.203, and the references are going to be the safing, access, and closeout steps, which is steps 1, 2, and 3, and 6.
The 1.4.203, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Got it. And if I have questions, I'll ask.
Copy that. We appreciate the help right there. And we have no idea where in that cavity back behind there it could have floated. Maybe it could also be at the very top as well. So a good 360 as much visual that you can get of that cavity will help. Thank you.
Roger, understood. It looks like we have a unit there connected to the PWD. Will this interfere with that at all? Just double-checking. I know you guys already thought of it.
Mike, apologies for that. That's our bad SA-wise right there. We want to keep that NFA fill going, so we need to keep that on. Let's pause on this activity until we can wrap up that NFA fill. Apologies for that.
No worries. It takes all of us working together every day. So, Scott, that'll be great. And this way, I have them all set. I have the procedure numbers and the steps, so we'll be all set when it's time. Thank you.
Copy that. Thanks for your patience with us there, Mike.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike, Filosurf, and Timeline.
Head on 2.
Mike, just giving you an essay of what the situation going on right now. Xena is running a little bit behind in LSG, but we think that the timing constraints for completing this next BioCell will be right in the middle of your upcoming conference. We've coordinated with Houston, and BME is okay sliding that conference a few minutes to the right so that we can make sure our science sample gets into cold stowage without a loss of the cell quality. It should be about 5 to 10 minutes for when we'll need your assistance, and we'll let you know as soon as we need you.
Copy all. Standing by. Just let me know what you need, and we will do our best.
We greatly appreciate the flexibility, Mike. Thank you so much. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Stem Cell Assist.
I'm here, and I'm ready.
We love to hear that, Mike. We're ready for you to perform the activity.
I'll float right on over to the gym. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Houston Station on Space Ground 2 for water transfer.
Hey, Oleg, we've got you on two. I can report we have completed the fill. You are go to pick up with your teardown.
Okay, I'm going to step number 6.1.
Copy that. We see you there as well. Thanks, Oleg.
Houston Station on two.
With you on two, Oleg.
System bypass valve vector integration station and transfer hose is disconnected from PWD, and all steps are completed.
Excellent. Thanks for all the help with that, Oleg.
Thank you very much for water. Have a nice day.
You as well.
Cool. Station on Space to Ground 2. With pleasure, the samples are stowed into the mail feed for the procedure.
Copy on, Mike. Thank you so much.
Station on Space Ground 2 for T2.
Go ahead on 2, Kimya.
Yes, I just did all the procedures, steps. So I'm going to start Teams meeting, and if Teams, I mean, specialist is ready, let you confirm the ping alignment.
And we are ready. Thanks, Kimya.
Thank you for your support.
And Kimya, just FYI, confirmed, yes, we can hear you on the video, so thank you for that. And Kimya, we are happy with the view of that number axis. Thanks for that.
Thank you for checking and thank you for your support. So I'm going to log out from the Teams and conclude this activity. Thank you.
And Kimya, before you do that real quick, we would love a video survey of all four snubbers if you could.
Okay, I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
Mike, got you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm assuming my conference will be happening momentarily. Just double-checking to see what the plan was.
Yeah, Mike, you can go ahead and give a call whenever you are ready. We expect your party to be online waiting.
I'm online waiting, and my party isn't a party yet. So if you could pass on the word that I'm waiting at the scheduled Microsoft meeting spot. And thank you.
Copy that. We'll make sure your party gets an invite to the party.
And sometimes you have to fight for your right.
Well said. And we just got confirmation that your party is now ready. And I'll just take this opportunity to tell the whole crew that PWD is now back and go for you. So enjoy the water.
I think that's what the P in PWD stands for. It's party. So thank you. And we copy all.
Station Hall Space Ground 242.
And we're with you, Kimya. And happily, we can report we like all the views of the snubbers. Thanks for doing that.
Thank you very much for your support. So I'm going to, now log out from the Teams and conclude this activity. Thank you again, and have a nice weekend.
And thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. Station Houston on 2 for Kimya and T2.
It's on 2.
Yeah, Kimya, we're hoping you can help us out real quick. We want to confirm that T2 is back up and running. Could you take a look over there and give us the status of the LEDs?
I'm going to confirm that and report back to you. And while we have you, I'd like to confirm that we already have like a PWD and XPWD is go or still not usable.
And both are go for use. You can use the water.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to release the like a sign logo, and we're going to start using that. Thank you.
Copy. And Kimya, since you were talking about PWD there, wanted to go back. We were talking to both you and Mike about searching for that panel behind the PWD cavity. From our perspective here, it doesn't matter who does it, but we would like a look-see behind that PWD before the end of the crew day, if you could.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and Max and I work together and do that. Thank you. And also, we're going to report back to you on that as well. Thank you.
Copy that. Thank you.
Station Hall, Space Ground 2-4.
And we're here, Kimya.
I'm going to report LED status ready to copy.
And we are ready.
It's from the left, 120 volt 5, that is OFF. 120 volt secondary, that is ON, ON. 28 volt SLS, that is OFF, FF. And 28 volt PAU, that is on, ON. Positive 15 volt, that is on, ON. Negative 15 volt, 15 volt, that is on, ON. And data is blinking.
Copy that. Thanks, Kimya. Unfortunately, that is not the config we were looking for, so we're going to need to do another cycle on the ground here. So to help with our further troubleshooting and so we don't have to bother you, would you mind putting a camera on those LEDs and we can watch them from the ground while we redo it?
Okay, understand. I'm going to set up a normalcy camera this time.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville Space to Ground 2 for Zena and Kermit assistance. If you can hear this before the LOS, we'd like you to please take out and reseat the USB flash drive and USB hard drive that are plugged into ELC6.
You're welcome.
And quick go back USB key and the external hard drive.
This is Federal Station 2 for ELC6.
We're with you, Zena.
Just closing the loop since I didn't quite respond before we went LOS, but the USB key and also the USB hard drive have been reseated.
Excellent, thank you. And just to give you a little more context as to why we had that really quick call, we were having some connectivity issues with Kermit, and we think this might be a resolution. So we'll get that in work. Appreciate the help.
Awesome. Hope it helps.
Sensation on Space to Ground 2 for potable water dispenser, PWD.
And Mike, we're with you on 2 for the party water dispenser.
Yes. So, good news, it was never really missing all along. Basically, the top panel is pretty wide and long. It's, say, maybe about 60 or 70% of the whole area of the top of the PWD. So it couldn't get behind the PWD. So unless it floats above, it was actually just wedged a little bit above. The reason why is that there was some tape, the gray tape that's holding that down, was kind of gnarled on the top. It just kind of folded over itself, and that provided a catch for the lid when the PWD slid in and out. So we replaced the tape and put the PWD back into nominal configuration. So the tape now is very flush with the top, and we know it's going to be very hard to lose this top in the future, and we won't.
We love it, Mike. Thanks for that right there. Appreciate the work on that. Mystery solved.
Oh, it's definitely a team effort, and thanks for joining us in that little side quest to make sure that everything was good. We do appreciate it, and we feel very comfortable calling you down and you're always there for us, so thank you.
Well, we appreciate all the help with that right there, and happy to find new things for you to do on Space Station. Much on here. Yeah, we're setting up here. We are uplinking on VME TV, just to let you know.
Yep, we just saw you on TV. You look great. I just wanted to know if you see us, and we should have all interested parties available in just a few moments. Thank you for your patience.
And we see your wonderful smile. And bye. Nice thumbs up.
Houston, are you ready for the event?
We are ready.
So by the power invested in me, I declare this meeting started. And we are all gathered here today to commemorate the beginning of Expedition 74. And what a great way to commemorate the end of our first week together as a really nice crew, with celebrating one of our crew members who spent not 50, not 100, not 150, but 200 days in space.
Come on!
Ah, it's about you. All right. So, with all the powers invested in me, I hereby award the 200-day in space patch. Congratulations, Sergey Vladimirovich. We have a few words to say up here from your dear colleagues, because we do love you, man. Hopefully it was a little bit of a surprise. But also we have some colleagues in Houston that would like to say a few words also. But let's go around the room here, and then we'll hand it over to Houston.
Congratulations, Sergey. Happy to working with you. And, yeah, great. I mean, so excited to start 34 with, yours 200 days in space. Yep.
Sergey, congratulate you, and it's only beginning. A very long expedition waiting for you, and I hope it will be very good time for you, Sergey, and me.
Sergey Pantravliayu, congratulations. I'm so happy to be sharing this expedition with you. Thank you for bringing your wonderful expertise and great energy. You're already an excellent crewmate, and I can't wait to share some more time with you.
I think Zena said it perfectly. I mean, I've had the opportunity to train with you and fly in the Soyuz with you, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And I am really looking forward to sticking with you for the rest of this expedition and having a wonderful time.
Congratulations. You are my commander. It's our vehicle. And I hope that next 300 date we same will be celebrated, it's only start our expedition, and we will be
Houston, we turn the microphone over to you.
Сергей, на связи именно Сергей СРП. Мы с тобой когда-то работали в Арсете. Ну и сейчас я нахожусь в Хьюстоне. Поздравляю тебя с 200 днями от имени РСГУ. Вот. Ну, чтобы у тебя еще впереди не только 200, которые в этой экспедиции были, но еще хотя бы в два раза больше. И хватит. хватило у тебя силы и энергии для этого. Ну и хобби твое продолжало тебя интересовать. Значит. Сергей, добрый вечер. Это Иван Ушаков, СРП. Поздравляем тебя с 200 днях на МКС. Мы за вами следим, наблюдаем, очень за вас болеем. Желаем всегда всего самого хорошего, здоровья, ну и хорошего полета. Будьте довольны этим полетом. Ну, пользуюсь случаем, с наступающими праздниками вас и всю команду.
Сергей, добрый день. Я тоже тебя поздравляю, это доктор. Конечно, самое главное – здоровье, но небольшой вклад и мой есть, поэтому я желаю тебе, чтобы еще долго-долго, много было полетов. Ну, а мы постараемся твое здоровье поддержать.
And that's our whole group here.
Thank you so much. I want to thank the entire crew on board the space station. I did not expect that. And yeah, it was really, really touching. I'm so happy to have these wonderful crewmates here who care about each other. And of course, thank you for unbelievable support from the ground. Спасибо большое за теплые слова группе РГУ. И, конечно, доктору спасибо большое за поддержку. Очень-очень вам благодарны и очень трогательно. Я не ожидал, что сегодня мы встретимся и у нас будет общение по этому поводу. Я думал, что 10 дней пройдут очень тихо, спокойно, как обычный день. It was unexpected, and I'm really happy you noticed that I already spent 200 days. It was unexpected from me, and I want to say thank you for everybody.
Those are great words.
Other powers invested in me. I'd like to thanks, Houston, for putting this together. Please, everyone, it has been a great week. Please have a nice weekend. Thank you for your kindness and support. And I think we left some treats in the back for you all so that you all are good. But speaking of treats, just on the way out, we want to show you a space cake. They keep getting better and better.
Oh, wow. We're taking a look at that right now. That's nice right there, guys. And Mike will say that I think the thanks goes to you for spearheading putting this together. Sergey, I hope you really enjoyed this surprise. Congratulations again on this major accomplishment. It's really great. And if you guys wouldn't mind, if you could stay in the camera view and have your best photo faces on here in a second, we're going to take some photos from the ground.
It's a splendid idea, Scott. Thank you.
All right, give us just a second, and we'll get in place.
So how long do we keep you there smiling before we tell you we're done?
Flight, whole expedition so far, and we're looking forward to more of the same. Thanks for supporting, and happy Regen Eclipse Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for making it a fun day, guys. Have a good weekend. Hey, Mike, just one more thing. We're going to go external on all of our cameras except for Node 3. We're going to keep looking at those LEDs on T2 until we can get it back up and running.
So to speak. Yeah, you got it, Flight. Thank you for the heads up on that. And, again, thanks for joining us today.
All right, Mike, one last thing. We'll take a crew note on your ARED protocols if they worked. And if you're all done, we're going to go on board the ARED laptop.
Thanks for the reminder. The protocols and prescriptions for me were right up. We're right on, so it looks like the tweaks got made, so we're happy. Hands are off now for the ARED tablet. Thank you.